Christian who've made a difference this week is American Ida Scudder. She was born in 1870. Ida trained to become a doctor at a time when female doctors were rare indeed. She dedicated her life to the plight of Indian women and the fight against bubonic plague, cholera and leprosy. In 1918, she started one of Asia's foremost teaching hospitals, the Christian Medical College and Hospital in Vellore, southern India. Ida was born in India, a daughter of missionary Dr. John Scudder and his wife Sophia. She was sent back to America for schooling. She was beautiful, irrepressible, voted the most popular girl in her class and an organizer of fun and pranks. Ida expected to get married and settled down in the United States after university, but in 1890 she went back to India to help her father when her mother was sick. On one night during that stay, three women came to her house having problems in labour. She could not help, and Indian custom forbade help from male doctors. She was horrified the next morning to hear that all three expectant mothers had died. That experience convinced her that God wanted her to become a medical doctor and return to help the people of India, the women especially. She returned to the US to put her plan into action. She graduated from university in 1899 as part of the first class at that university to accept women as medical students. She then headed back to India with a $10,000 grant from a benefactor. With the money, she started a tiny medical dispensary and clinic for women at Vellore in southern India. Her father died in 1900, soon after she arrived in India, but in the first 2 years she treated 5,000 patients. She opened a hospital in 1902. Ida Scudder realised she would be foolish to go it alone in her fight to bring better health to southern India's women, so she decided to open a medical school for girls. Skeptics said she would be lucky to get three applicants. Actually, she had 151 the first year in 1918. At first, the Reformed Church in America was the main backer of the Vellore School, but eventually it gained the support of 40 Christian missions. The training hospital is still training many doctors. Of the current 242 students in training, 95 are men. In addition to the medical and nursing schools that she founded, Ida went to outlying villages and started a roadside dispensary in 1916. Over the years, these roadside dispensaries have been upgraded into rural health and development programs. The hospital now caters for 5,500 outpatients, 2,500 inpatients, 75 different surgical procedures, 22 clinics, and about 30 births every day. Medical workers go to villages and rural areas to raise awareness of disease prevention, health care and community empowerment. I went to church when I was in Adelaide, and on that Sunday, that church was raising money to send to Ida's Vellore Hospital, and they do that every year. Even today, poor people in India can get free medical attention in Ida's hospital. Ida died in 1960 at the age of 90. She never married. Christians throughout history have been at the forefront of providing medical care for the sick. They do it because Christ calls Christians to care for others. We salute Ida Scudder, a Christian who has made a difference for thousands. Christians.